Amen. Amen. Let's
get started. Good evening and welcome to the No Time to Waste God album session. Vocalist Mr. Ron Marshall. Y'all enjoy.
And it is Thursday evening with a view of the kingdom, and the topic of the evening is something we all need to be doing. Welcome to this week's segment from the team, View of the Kingdom, out of Pine Bluff, Arkansas, on Let's Do It Radio. The topic these four women of God are bringing to the worldwide listening audience is obeying God. Welcome to Thursday, June 23rd, 2022, and I am your Miss Inez, your hostess of the evening, CEO and fashion designer of Anais.co Designs, broadcasting to you worldwide. And to keep Let's Do Radio on the air, Cash App to $ANAISEVALCOUR. Again, that's $ANAISEVALCOUR. But please call into the show at 845-241-9985, 845-241-9985, to join in the conversation on the topic of obeying God. We are about to find out from these fine women of God. And so let me first introduce them. Yes, 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 yes. Introductions. It's always good to know who the Lord has called and put in our place. And so we have Miss Stephanie Jordan. She teaches all of our young women, babies, teenagers, young ladies, God's blueprint of the ideal woman. Let's give her a warm welcome. And we have Prophetess May Carroll. She's used as a dream interpreter, counselor, healer, and mouthpiece for Jesus Christ. She's ministered all over the world. She is known as the Overseer of Women of Fire Intercessory Prayer. Let's give her a welcome and a warm welcome. Miss Shawana Williams, a renowned published author, playwright, poet, and an intercessory prayer warrior as well. And I love this about her. I love her motto. If it ain't about Jesus, it ain't about nothing. Let's clap for her. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And last but not least, we have Miss Sheila Owens. She loves her God-appointed career, which is the ministry and a passion of helping women who have been bruised and hurt by life's interruptions. Let's give her a welcome. We are going to begin with a word of prayer from one of these powerful women of God, and then we're going to begin our discussion of obeying God. Please go ahead, ladies, and take over.
Praise God, everyone. Hello.
Amen.
How's everyone doing?
Hello.
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 Praise God. We give God the glory for it all. Praise
yes,
the Lord.
Yes.
Praise
Amen.
God. Help God in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we just come thanking you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity yet again.
Yes,
in order to come
yes.
and help before your people, Father God, everywhere. Lord God, we're thanking you, Lord God, for blessing us to come together again. Lord God,
yes.
you speak of your word, Lord God, so eyes will be open, ears will be receptive, Lord God, and hearts, Lord God, will grow in your love and understanding. Lord God, we're thanking you for this broadcast. Lord God, we're thanking you for the message. We're thanking you for the host, Father God, asking you to come in and do what only you can do. That lives will be changed, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we just praise you, and we thank you in advance for what you're going to do. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for your love and your kindness. And Lord God, we most definitely thank you for this word. That lives will be changed. Our lives will be changed, Lord God, that we will never be the same. Lord God, that we will have a kingdom mindset, and we will forever give you the glory and the praise. In Jesus' name, thank you, God. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Now, this right here is a subject, praise God. This is Sister Stephanie coming to you. and I will be the one to be talking to you about obedience. Lord, have mercy.
I'm here to tell you, many people
that I have gotten in much trouble with the Lord throughout the years, and it's nothing to laugh about, but it's true. Because of this one thing that I was not doing, that was being obedient. And obedience, it is a wonderful thing. It is it really is a wonderful thing, but it takes submission and dedication, because that's what obedience is, praise God. As a matter of fact, the prophetess, she always gives a definition, and I guess I'm stealing from her today. Obedience, first of all, when you hear the word obey, you should think of comply with, carry out, behave in accordance with. Praise God. In obedience, we know that we should always, according to the word of God, this is what the Lord said. He said obedience always brings blessings. Praise God. And you think, what is a blessing? Anything that falls in the category of an expression of God's goodness and love towards us, that's a blessing. Praise God. And there's so many, when you think about the word of God, there are so many people that they didn't always obey. They didn't. I mean, if you go to the book of First Samuel, it shows that even the prophet, his name was Eli, his sons didn't obey. And what calls for disobedience is punishment. Sometimes even death. Praise God. And so many times, even in the world today, people think that they're getting away. You don't get away. Nothing goes unseen by the all-seeing God. He sees everything. And he wants us to obey. He wants us to obey, because in our obedience, do you not know that it not only affects your life, but it affects lives of so many people? You might say, how so? You know, this is my life. I'm going to live my life. Okay, well, go to the scripture. Uh-huh. In the book, in Noah days, do you remember the story of Noah? God He had him a build an ark when it had never history rained. So can you imagine? God had this man to do something that had never been heard of before, not ever. And then, as a result of that, he, along with his sons and their wives and Noah's wife, they escaped, and they were able to go and build again and start the world new. Because the world was destroyed as they knew it. It was destroyed. But because Noah was obedient, he saved his whole family from the flood. Isn't that amazing? Okay, What does obedience, what will it do? Abraham, think about it. So many people, we know the story of Abraham, but when you think about Abraham's obedience, he was living with his family in the town. And as a result, as time went on, he heard the voice of the Lord. And the Lord told him to get up, get your wife and your things, and he's going to send them to a place that he will send him. Mind you, he didn't know where he was going. And he didn't know what he was going to do. But yet he obeyed. Now tell me that's not obedience.
How many of us,
think about it. The Lord can tell us to bless somebody. And the first thing we do is come up with every excuse and reason not to.
Why?
What about this? I have this deal, but this deal, God knew we had that deal. I mean, there's so many reasons we come up with for not wanting to obey God. But one thing about it, again, as I stated early on, it's when you do not obey, there are consequences.
That's right.
There's so many passages in the Word. According to 1 Samuel 15 and 22, it says, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice.
Sacrifice.
Praise God. Mm-hmm. So people say, what you mean by that? God can tell you to do something. It can be just a small and so mm-hmm. seem like so significant, but he'll tell you to do something. And mm-hmm. God has been opening up doors for you. He has been blessing you, and he's whatever it is that you needed, God would always make a way for it. And, you know, you're just praising God. But this one particular thing God might have you to do, and you decide not mm-hmm. to do it, and you're mm-hmm. waiting on something to come through, or you're waiting on a report from the doctor, and you believe in God for a good report because you're trusting in him. But that one thing he told you to do that you didn't do, it can cost you whatever it is you was waiting on God for. That simple That's act right. of disobedience, it can cost you. So in other words, you're sacrificing, receiving that blessing. You sacrificed mm-hmm. that. You gave that up because you did not want to obey God. Now, if you, the word tells us, now, if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, keep my word, keep my command, keep God's decree, then out of mm-hmm. all nations, you will be my treasured possession.
Amen.
And that's found in 19:5. Praise God. God has so many passages to let us know the blessings that will come from having an obedient spirit. Even our children, it tells us. In Exodus, praise God,
mm-hmm.
it tells us that, let's go to Ephesians 6:1. It tells us children, even our children, mm-hmm. obey your parents in the Lord. But he's telling us that this is the right thing to do. And the Lord said that if you love him, if we truly love the Lord mm-hmm. like we say we do, that we will obey him. We'll obey every command, mm-hmm. every decree, everything that he tells us to do, we will obey it. And that is what pleases God, an obedient spirit. Because if you don't, you know, a lot of people, they don't want to hear the downside to it. What happens if you mm-hmm. don't obey him? According to Romans 2:6-8, God will repay each person according to mm-hmm. what they have done.
According to.
To those who by persistence in doing good seek glory, honor, and immortality, he will give eternal life. But for those mm-hmm. who are self-seeking and who reject the truth and follow evil, there will be wrath and anger. That's coming out of Romans chapter 2, verse 6-8. God wants us to obey. God don't like punishing us for disobedience. But in order for us to be on the path of righteousness, we have to obey him. It doesn't always look good. It doesn't always make sense. I have seen so much. But when God say, do, it's not for us to think about it. It's not for us to come up with reasons why not to do it or even delay it. God wants us to have instant obedience.
Mm-hmm.
Even
mm-hmm.
when you go on, you know, a lot of time, like I said, so many people thinking of whatever is going on earth right now, you know, the Bible doesn't talk about it. Yes, it does. The Bible talks about every aspect of everything that we deal with on a day-to-day basis in our every walk of
mm-hmm.
life. If you would go ahead and look even in Joshua, beginning at chapter 5, verse 6, it says the Israelites had moved about in the wilderness 40 years until all the men mm-hmm. of the military had died since they had not obey the Lord. See, a lot of people think that it's just talk. It's just words on a page. No, it's not. God means what he says. Because mm-hmm, Joshua, mm-hmm. he obeyed God. He did not doubt. He did not look at the situation, the circumstance, even when mm-hmm. Moses sent him and men out to scout out a land. They went out and they did just what they were asked to do, but they came back. He and came back with one report, and two came back with a different report. And they were always acting out, always looking at what they saw instead of who the God was that they were serving. Praise God. And God wants us to realize, I don't care how big a situation, I don't care what the circumstance is, If God said that he has already made a way of provision, he has already made it. It's not for us to try to figure it out. It's just for us to do.
That's right.
Praise God. Amen. So I'm not going to say, like I said, I've said enough to get us kind of warmed up to what we're going to be talking about on today. So I'm going to, we're going to let Sister Sheila see what she has to add to this. Sister Sheila.
Hello, everyone. Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening. All right. Sister Stephanie covered that very well, and I know the prophetess has a lot to say on that obedience field. But I'm like Sister Stephanie. I've been one that, you know, hasn't been obedient many, many, many times. But I'm going to talk a little bit about the disobedience and the things that, you know, that do come with the disobedience. And disobedience does bring about consequences. And those consequences are generally unfavorable. It brings about problems and afflictions and a lot of times even suffering. Because if we're not obeying God, even in the smallest things, we may not look at it or see it as clearly at that particular time that we're being disobedient in small things. But as time does progress, you'll be able, your eyes will be open and you'll realize that, hey, the Lord was telling me not to eat that piece of chocolate cake, and I'm saying something simple. You know, eat that piece of chocolate cake. He told me not to eat it, the Holy Spirit, but I ate it anyway. So now what's happening is I'm going to be suffering the consequences from eating that cake, you know. So if a person just it would be a diabetic, they're going to suffer consequences. The blood sugar is going to go higher for eating that chocolate cake. Even though God was trying to keep your blood sugar level, you just decided to do on your own. Just something that minor. Because it's just that important that we obey God, even in what we consider so many times to be the small thing. And in the Bible, we have many accounts of what happens to people when they are disobedient. We know that Adam was the first one to be disobedient to the Lord. When he had told them not to eat, you know, eat the fruit of that tree of knowledge of good and evil. But he did it anyway. So his consequences were he basically got kicked out of the garden. So he didn't enjoy the pleasure that God had set him up for. He didn't get a chance to really enjoy it because of his disobedience. And so that was the consequence. That consequence caused him to suffer. Because he had to till that ground that caused afflictions because there was hardship on his body. And so those are things that come to us, you know, being disobedient. The Israelites, the Israelite tribe, when they were disobedient to God, when they were disobedient, what happened to them? Most of the time they were staying in the captivity. That was their consequence. They had to be enslaved by other people, by other countries. So, again, consequences, you have to deal with the consequences of disobedience. And that's what happens to us a lot. We may not look at it as being enslaved, but that's what we are. We're being enslaved to not obeying God. We're not doing what he wants us to do because we feel like we're grown and we want to do what we want to do when we want to do it. But when we say we give our life to God, then it doesn't belong to us anymore. And so I'm the first to admit that's one that I truly in Numbers, we look at Moses. Moses was an ideal. I mean, he led the Israelites. And he disobeyed God when he should have been speaking to the rock to bring water to the Israelites. He struck the rock. So by him striking the rock instead of speaking to the rock as God had said, he disobeyed. So that caused him not to be able to go into the promised land. That was a heavy price to pay for being disobedient, not being able to go into the promised land. And so that's the price that we're not being able to go into eternal life when we disobey God, when we consistently decide we are going to do what we're going to do it our way instead of doing it God's way. So we end up losing out on the benefit.
That's right.
Serving God is definitely full of benefits. Jonah was another example. He ended up because he just so he didn't want to go to Nineveh. The Lord had told him to go to Nineveh. He didn't want to go. He thought, hey, I don't want to deal with them hard headed people. I'm not going. So he got on the ship and he got on the ship to go to Tarshish. He was gonna do what he wanted to do. And what happened to him? He ended up being swallowed up by a fish. So once he repented from being in that fish belly for those 3 days, once he repented, then who could beat him after the fish, you know, threw him up on the shore? Who could beat him running? You know, who could beat him running, too? Hey, to do what God say do. And that's a shame that we have to get beat up. We have to suffer. We have to have so many things going on in our life before we would turn around and obey. And when if we would just obey first, we could eliminate so many problems, so many situations, so much suffering and affliction if we just do it God's way instead of our way. Now, if we haven't committed ourselves to God or said we're going to do it God's way, God's not holding us. You know, we're not really held accountable. But when we say we give our life to God, we're held to a higher standard.
That's right.
And Stephanie had mentioned about the money, the rich young ruler, and it's all in the gospel, but I picked out Mark 10. But he was a young guy, and he told God, well, what can I do? What do I need to do to get eternal life? I want eternal life and to inherit that eternal life. So God told him that Jesus told him that you go and sell your possessions, you know, and go and sell your possessions and give it to the poor. Share with the people who are less fortunate. But the guy, the rich young ruler, thought about it, and he was like, oh, no, I have too much going on. I am not going to sell my inside. I got too much stuff going on. I got too much property, too much money, too many investments, and I'm just going to organize myself. So when he decided he didn't want to do what God had to do, then he went away grieved. He went away grieved. He was grieved because he had to give up something he didn't want to give up. But to be obedient, we have to give up being disobedient. We can't do both of them. We cannot do both of them. We have to do one. We have to do one or the other.
That's right.
So the word of God is done. If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. So if you're going to keep the commandments, you're going to obey him. And when the prophet speaks, so many times when the Lord uses her, he ends it a lot of times in trust, believe, and obey. And a lot of times she will say, obey, 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 because that is so important. The Lord is using her. He's stressing how important it is for us to be obedient. And we must be obedient to God. We must be obedient to the prophet. When the prophets and the prophet is telling us something, they're telling us for our good. When they are real, true prophets and prophetess, the things that they're telling us are for our good. God don't enjoy punishing us. I think we might enjoy punishment because we keep doing the same things over and over again. We keep on doing the things that are called to be disobedient and to get the punishment. But if we obey the prophet in his word, he said, believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. But he also says, believe his prophets, and I put prophets in there also, so shall you prosper. So if you're obeying God, if you're believing in his prophets and prophetess, then you're going to prosper. You're going to be blessed. But if we decide to walk away from the word that God has given us through them, then we're headed for trouble. We're just headed for trouble. If we trust God, we have confidence in him, and if we have confidence in him, then that means we're going to obey him. Because if I trust the prophetess, and I do, then I'm going to obey the things that she tells me that comes from the Lord. And I'm going to obey her anyway. So when we follow our own logic, when we follow what we think, when we follow what we see, what we want to accomplish, what we can do on our own, we get in a whole lot of trouble. But if we listen to God's Holy Spirit and do what he tells us to do, we don't have to worry about anything. God's word is true. He does not lie. And if we do again, I'm going to stress that if we continue to disobey, negative consequences are going to occur. As I said before, I disobeyed many times, and I'm actually ashamed of it. I'm ashamed. I am truly ashamed of it, and I'm very disappointed in myself, you know, because it did bring some trouble, you know, in my life. It brought some uncomfortable things in my life that if I had only obeyed, those things wouldn't have happened. So, God, I thank the Lord for his word. I thank him that the things that he said, some of those things that God spoke to me were delayed. And then there are some things that God spoke because of disobedience, I might not even see. They could be canceled, you know, because I did not obey. It is just that serious, you know, to obey the word of God. And I just thank the Lord for forgiveness, that he will restore. If we repent to him, he will forgive us. That's the good news. He'll forgive us of our disobedience if we ask him and if we repent and be sorry, be really sorry and try not and do and don't do it again. But I know at times we do. So I thank God that it's still there. His forgiveness is there. His mercies are new every day. And so I thank him for that, because I can see where disobedience could have took me out of here. I could have been gone. Mm-hmm. I could not be sick. Wonderful women of God.
Right.
But I thank the Lord that he had mercy on me, and he did not allow death to come to me in my sin. So I appreciate that. I thank him, you know, because those exceeding and abundant blessings that we read about, if we obey God, we're going to get them. But if we don't obey God, that's not going to happen. So I thank him every day for his new mercy. I thank him every day for the women of God that he has put in my life. I thank him for giving me another chance. And most of all, I thank God for loving me, even in my disobedience.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Thank you. That is so true. I understand completely. I'm saying you just don't know. It's not a, you know, a lot of times people even on the phone that's listening, know that you don't get away with anything. If there's nothing that you get away with, nothing. And so yours might not be running from a city God told you to go to, but yours might not be a build something. But yours might simply be to go and bless someone or to speak a kind word. It just any little thing, it doesn't matter, because I remember hearing one say, it says partial obedience is total disobedience. Praise God. So right now, praise God, keep your seatbelt on, because I know it's coming. We got prophets. Get your ink pen sharp. Get your ink pens out, your pencil sharp, and your paper ready.
Amen.
Praise God. So we're going to hear and see what the Lord got for today. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. She's a little hoarse, you know, the weather, the changes of the weather, the air condition, can't live with it. Praise God.
Glory to God. Oh, the devil is alive. Praise God, everybody on the line. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We have a great title, Obeying God. And this is Prophetess May Carroll. And you all excuse my voice cracking. I'm trying to be as plain as I can be. When obeying God. First of all, I ask the question, who is God in your life? Who is the God that you are serving? Who is the God that you're looking up to? Who is the God that you're answering to? Who is God in your whole life? You know, another definition of obedience is to carry out a command or instruction. Behave in accordance with a general principle and natural law. Hear God's word and act accordingly. This is authority. When God gives a command, then you must do something. If you're acting accordingly, you carry out the will of the plan of God that is in your life. Jesus said this. He said, if you love me, you will obey my commandments. And that's coming from John 14 and 15. And when you do obey God, you can find joy. There's peace. There's love. There's understanding and guidance and direction. When you obey God, you are showing love to God. And you experience the blessings of holy living when you obey God. The work of the Holy Spirit in your life as a believer, you will understand his word. You will not be confused. It will be plain to you. And all through the Bible, we see obedience. Obey is in there probably about 170 times or more. And in the Old and the New Testament, you have to have faith and acceptance. Because you want to obey God, you believe by faith, through faith, and you accept his word and his will in your life. You have to walk in obedience to God and respect those and obey them that has authority over you. You're showing your obedience because they rank higher than you. Praise God. Now, as Sister Stephanie and Sister Sheila was talking, I was thinking about the story of the lion prophet and the prophet of God. Well, in this story, there was a man of God out of Judah by the word of the Lord unto Bethel. And so these sons came and told the old prophet. There was an old prophet in Bethel. And the sons came and told him about all the works that the man of God had done that day in Bethel. And so the word of God had spoken, already spoken unto the king. Them they told also to their father. Okay? But he said, so his son seeing what the word the man of God went, and so they came to him, and they saw him sitting under an oak tree. And he said unto him, they asked, are you the man of God? And I'm saying it because who is God in your life? And then he said, yes, I am. And then he said, come home with me. And he bread. Well, God had already told the man of God not to eat no bread, not to go home with nobody. He had already gave him the commandment of what to do. And she said unto him, come on home with me and eat bread. And he said, I may not return with thee, not go in with thee. He's telling him, he said, neither will I eat bread, nor drink water with thee in this place. For it said to me by the word of the Lord, God told him not what not to do. So there should be no eat no bread, not drink water there, not turn again to go back the way that I came. He was not to even go back into that city. And so he said it to him, he said, I am a prophet also. Then he went back and his sons told their father, and he going to go to him, he's going to say, now this is the lion prophet that went to the man of God. Now remember, God has already given him those instructions. But he goes back to him and he tells him he's a prophet also. And he said, an angel spoke to me by the way, the word of the Lord saying, bring him back with thee into thine house, that he may eat bread and drink water. But he lied unto him. That shows to me I got out of there some envy, some jealousy, because the man of God, the angel had spoke to the man of God and already given him instructions. So he going to go around, think he's going around and over God and try to bring him back to his house. And so he went back with him, believing because this man was a prophet. He told him he was a prophet. So he went back with him and into his house so he could eat the bread and drink the water. And so she went with him, and he did eat the bread in his house and drink the water. So later on, it came to pass that as they sat at the table, that the word of the Lord came back to the prophet that brought him back. And he cried unto the man of God that came from Judah, saying, thus saith the Lord, for as much as thou hast disobeyed the mouth of the Lord and hast not kept the commandments which the Lord thy God commanded thee, but camest back and hast eaten bread and drunk water in the place of which the Lord did say to thee, eat no bread and drink no water. So he told him then, thy carcass, meaning your body, shall not come unto the substitute of thy father. So after that, he went on back. And he drunk, he ate the bread, he drunk, and then he was saddled for him and on the ass and sending back. And so when he had gone back, he met a lion, by the way, and the lion slew him. You see the disobedience in that? You see that his whole world was falling apart because he was attacked. The lion slew him, and his carcass was just there lying on the ground, casting away. And I asked stood by his carcass, and the lion also stood by the carcass. And men passed by, and they saw the carcass there, and the lion standing by there, and they came and told it in the city where the old prophet dwelt. Well, see, I'm not going to go into all of that, but what I'm saying is when God tells you to do something, you must do it. He done already told you to do it. He's already laid it out for you to do it. So you have to be careful of people that are supposed to be sheep, but inside there are wolves inside of their body. Look like sheep on the outside, but wolves on the body. He came right behind and told that lie, saying the Lord said, come on, even if, because the man, vulnerable, father was hungry too, done been sitting there for a while. He went right back with that man and did just what the Lord had told him already, just like going back to Adam in the garden. All chaos broke up when Adam, he received a near fatal blow that has affected the history of God's people all over the world ever since they disobeyed in the garden. And and so then Jesus came to earth. Jesus was faced with all of these things that people didn't want to obey God. And that's why he said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And when you respect those and obey them that has authority over you, but you be careful and discern those that are lying in prophets or pastors, or even somebody in your home that will come to you after God has gave you the word. So who is God, and why don't you believe what God has told you to do? If you have a true relationship with God, if you have confessed your sins, you repent and you've been forgiven, and then God calls you and commissions you to do something, you do that. Because people have manipulative spirits out there in this whole world. Some people are so deceiving. Some people are just up to behind in the pulpit just for attention, money, and to have that name because they want to look dignified. And so obedience is being a test from God. And your faith in God, and you have to reverence God. When you obey God, you're reverencing him. And that's showing you have a relationship with God. You need God. You trust God. And then you'll know God. You know who he is in your life. A person that don't know God, don't obey him, they don't know nothing about God. Mm-hmm. They don't know nothing about him, see?
Right.
Also in 1 Chronicles 29 and even Daniel 7, he said all Israel obeyed Solomon. And if you obey God, you are no longer a slave to sin because you have given up all to obeying God. You're trusting in him. And you don't want to be like that. You don't want to be disobedient. You want to do the thing that pleases God.
That's right.
Praise God. And you want the blessings of obedience from God. Check out. Think about in Deuteronomy chapter 28. In Deuteronomy after chapter 28, they gave the blessings for obedience and they also got the curses for disobedience. And this chapter, I'm not going to read this chapter, this is the blessing and curses section of the covenant. And it parallels with Leviticus chapter 26. The Lord promises blessings for obedience.
Mm-hmm.
In Deuteronomy 1-3. And also curses for disobedience in chapter 15 in 15-68. So this section, it provides the basis for future evaluation in the nation, the whole world history. Will you obey God? Who is God in your life? Jesus calls us today. Obedience is also an act of worship. Who are you worshiping? Are you worshiping God?
Mm.
Are you worshiping Satan? Who is your God?
Mm.
Who is God in your life? What benefits do you gain with obeying God? You gain a lot.
Mm-hmm,
when you obey
mm-hmm.
God, it proves your love for him, number one. And you can even read that in 1 John 5, verses 2 and 3. And I'm going to that right now. If you want to go to it, you can go right along with me. 1 John.
Amen.
Praise God. Chapter 1 John, 5th chapter, 2 and 3. It is said that by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. That's obeying him. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. And whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is a victory that overcomes the world. Even our faith. Our faith is about it. Obedience to God demonstrates our faith. And when we believe who he is, and that he is the Father, the I Am God of all. And it says that who is he that overcomes the world, but he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God. And verse 1 said that this is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. God is truth. And when you obey God, you're obeying truth and righteousness. You're obedient to him. And you have hope for eternal life. And when you obey God, it pleases God. You and your faithfulness to God, and God gets the glory, and you are blessed when you obey, according to John 13 and 17.
Amen.
With genuine, it promotes you to live a lifestyle of obedience characterized by righteousness, doing and following in the path of Jesus Christ. You're obeying God because you want to, because that is showing your love for him. That is showing that whatever God would have you to do, you're going to get up and act on it right then and there. You're not going to slumber. You're not going to stumble, but you're going to get on up and do it. That brings the blessings onto you. He said in 28, he said, and all these blessings, if you obey him, he said, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations on the earth. So you got to do something in order to get something. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee. And we see that these things happening in our lives when we obey God. They overtake us. We just mind blown. You're looking like, wow, God has spoken this, and he said it. And then he said, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, blessed shall thou be in the city, and blessed shall thou be in the field, coming, going in and coming out. But you have to obey. That blessed also shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy ground. and the fruit of thy cattle in the increase of thy kind, which is cows, and the flocks of thy sheep. All these blessings God are offering to the children of obedience. And then there's a punishment, the punishment for disobedience. It says, it shall come to that thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe all these his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee to say, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Cursed shall thou be in the city, and cursed shall thou be in the field. Cursed shall be thy ship and thy door. Cursed the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy land, and the increase of thine kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Things be have cursed shall thou be when thy son cometh in, and cursed shall thou be when thou goest out. So when they obey God, they were blessed mightily. It said, the Lord shall send upon thee cursing, vexation, and rebuke in all that thou be destroyed, until thou be destroyed, and until thou perish quickly, because of the wickedness of thy doings, whereby thou hast forsaken me. So when you disobedient, you obey God, you forsake God. You're not proving your love to him. You're not showing his love. And then God rewards you in your obedience, but not your disobedience. I have seen parents, children, do wrong things, and the parents will see them and turn around and reward them. That's not obedience. You're teaching your children. You're showing them a way to go to hell right there and right then, because they don't grow up in them. There's a sacrifice. Obedience is better than sacrifice. You have to give up something in order to have the blessings of God and for God to live in your life. So disobedience leads to sin and death. And you can reap all the benefits of God when you obey him. When you obey God, you have lifestyle changes. And once this happens, your new life begins. You are rebuilt. You're overhauled. You're made over. You're remade. The old habits are gone. You are gone. You are a brand new person. You're a different person with a different perspective of living life. Waiting at whole, you're made whole all over. And you have a kingdom mindset because you have become a new creation in the kingdom of God. With the kingdom mindset, you're made whole. Your body is well. Your whole attitude changes. You have because you have become an energized state. You're sharp. You're transformed through Jesus Christ. And because you obey, your heart is pure. Your love is pure. Pure thoughts and pure ways. When you obey, joy comes. Happiness comes. I don't care what's going on around you, but all these things come when you obey God. There's nothing for you to be ashamed of. There's nothing for you to be sorrowful for, because you have God in your life. You put away all this thing. You're not going to be going over on letting the same thing roll over in your mind over and over and over from these battle cries and these wars, the spiritual warfare of obedience and disobedience going along in your mind. And these things, and whether you know it or not, they are surrounding us. The disobedience versus the obedience. They're surrounding us in a spiritual conflict because of disobedience. Good versus evil. That's what it is. Obedience and good and disobedience is good versus evil. And then you got a war struggling inside of you. The word say, Apostle Paul said, he made it clear. He said, our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but it's against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers, the cosmic powers of this dark, against evil spiritual forces in the heavens that has come here on earth. And through the disobedience, people's disobedience, that power lays upon them. It hangs them around them. There's a noose around their neck because of their disobedience and their action carried out in the disobedience and not obeying the commandments and the word of God. There is power in obeying God. You're equipped, you're called. There are benefits today, and it is important for you because He is our Father. He created you. It's a shame. It is a shame when everything going on in your life is a product of disobedience. It's a dishonor when everything in your life is a product of disobedience. When God tells you something to do and you wait, He can tell you to just get up and drive until I tell you something. But you'll sit there and you'll say, I go tomorrow. I'll do this tomorrow. When He said today, harden not your heart. Believe and obey. There are proclamations that principles and orders that has been given. And so because you obey and Christ, God and Jesus Christ in your life, you're living a life of fruitful beginning. Fruit began to multiply and you gain confidence in yourself and you're prepared for eternal hope. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom, according to 2 Corinthians 3:17. And it assures you that you know God. You're intimate with Him. You have a relationship with Him. You have a covenant with Him. That's an agreement. And you build up as a lively hope. And it generates. And it flows. It connects to. It will connect other people to you when they see how your life is transformed and the power of God, the authority, is resting upon you. And the real enemy that powers this disobedience, this spirit, is Satan. And you have to be careful. You have to watch. You have to pray. Israel, when they disobeyed, they were removed from the land. Just like Adam and Eve were moved out of the garden of Eden. And some people don't get a chance to get second chances because when they do things, God reckons and He says, well, your time is up. When you're disobedient, you have uncontrolled anger. You have debt. You're always struggling. You're battling in your mind. And you're living in darkness. And it's light versus darkness in your disobedience. And so, who is God in your life? Who are you obeying? Who are you praying to? When you are obedient, you have a prayer life. You have a worship life. And you're ready to obey God and His commandments. You're asking Him, Lord, what must I do? You know, the sinner must ask, Lord, what must I do to be saved? You're acting out and you want God's will to be your will. And judgment, in this Old Testament, some of the things that the people do, judgment in the scripture, it often it appears subtly and unexpected to those experiencing God's anger. These things are happening now. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, you have the peace of mind. And in Psalm 128:1, it said, blessed are all who fear the Lord, who walk in obedience to Him. How are you walking? What is your walk with Him? Are you talking to God? Are you praying to God? Are you letting Him lead you? Are you following His orders? These are just obedience. And you don't want all those curses upon you. You don't want God to reject you. When you reject God through disobedience, God will tell you, I don't know you because you don't know Him. You don't know Him. So obedience is an act of worship. You have to worship God and walk in obedience and talk in obedience. and do all the things that God would have you to do. It shouldn't be no second thought. It shouldn't be no thought when God is telling you something to do. And God will bring it back to your remembrance. I told you to do this. I told you to do that. But when you're doing it your way, you're doing it like the Burger King way, not God's way. So obedience is one of the supreme tasks that one can walk in, because every time God tells you to do something, it is an act of your act, what you will do with it. It's up to you how you want to live, how who you want to obey. Ask yourself, who is God in my life? Because before you know it, you'll find yourself, and I call it a devil's hell, because that's what the devil is, that try to overtake the Lord, and that's what a false prophet, the beast and the antichrist, will be thrown in first, according to Revelation, because of disobedience. We have a world of people out there, a whole multitude of people walking in disobedience, walking spiritually dead, because they don't want to obey God. They don't want to listen to the truth. They don't want to grow in the truth. They don't want to live in the truth and righteousness. They don't want to practice it every day in their life. They'd rather do this and die. And then we go to their burials, their services, and people will say, and they will know how they live, and they're going to put them in heaven. But the holy angels, remember this, that the holy angels are writing all the things that every one of us do, whether they be good or bad. And they're writing it in the book. And when judgment day comes, we all, those that didn't obey, they're all going to stand before him and give an account of the things that they have not done in deed and in work, the good and the bad. So, again, examine thyself. Know thyself. When you don't obey, you can't even fathom the blessings that God wants to give you because of your disobedience. If you're going to live to God through the obedience by faith in Jesus Christ, for he's given us salvation, our salvation is free. And it's up to us. Thank you.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen, Sister Inez. Praise God. Praise God. And that's an amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we just read Joshua 1 and 8. It said, keep this book of the law always on your lips.
Mm-hmm.
Meditate on it day and night. So be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Yes, amen, amen, amen.
That comes out of John 1 and 8.
Those are some wonderful words, yes. Obeying God. I'd rather obey God than, you know. Oof. I'd rather obey God. You have anybody else speaking today?
No, ma'am, praise God. That was what God poured out. So,
okay, you sure did. Poured out a blessing. Yes, yes, yes. So let's give another round of applause to each and every one of the ladies for speaking on obeying God. Stephanie, Papa Snow. And I don't believe Shawana was here, but Miss Sheila as well. So please open up your homes. And join us next week as they bring another wonderful topic to us at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. And you can also listen to all the other segments throughout the week. You can also listen to any of the episodes on demand of Let's Do It Radio at www.blogtalkradio.com/Let's Do It Radio. And the announcements for the day, we have with us Reverend Ronnie Marshall. He's going to be speaking on Fourth Sunday service And he's from Little Rock, Arkansas, at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. And we want to tell us to please support Ronnie Marshall as he supports Let's Do It Radio with his Don't Turn Away From God album through iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby, and all other music media. Anything musically out there, you can get his album, Don't Turn Away From God. And he also has a video out on YouTube, so go ahead and view that so you can get a taste of what the album is. On Tuesday, June 28th, it's me, Miss Inez Says, Let's Talk About It. That's 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. And the 30th of June, which is next Thursday, we're going to have the wonderful women of God coming back to us with the View of the Kingdom out of Pine Bluff, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. And then that same evening, Keeping It Real with Sergeant Parks out of Yakima, Washington, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. And we also may be having a treat. We may be having Prophetess May stay after the View of the Kingdom and prophesy. So if you like what she's been saying, you know, throughout these segments, stay tuned, and she may be just prophesying to you, for you, about you, through you, with you, and so on and so forth. So that would be after View of the Kingdom on Thursday. So that is coming to us soon. So first off, I want to see if anybody has anything to say. I want to open the phone lines and then ask for the last four and see if you have anything you'd like to say about obeying God and His Word. We have Sister Deborah, Deborah, which is Prophetess May's sister. Would you like to say anything to us today?
Yes, I would. I just enjoyed everything. You know, everything just encouraged me. You know,
yes.
And I thank God,
yes,
I was able to listen to.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us today, as she does each and every week. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And we have Reverend Ron with us. Would you like to say anything?
Well, God bless you all. God bless all the listeners all over the world. And God bless Sister Stephanie. God bless the prophetess.
Yes.
And God bless Sister Sheila. I'm telling you, the word is real. The word is rich.
Yeah.
Obedience brings us good success. Obedience,
yes, yeah,
brings us good success. You know, there's success,
yeah,
that the world gives, but you like the devil, they can,
mm-hmm,
take the world out from under you. But obedience,
yeah,
brings you that good success that you don't have to worry,
mm-hmm,
about when you lay down, when you,
right,
don't have to worry about how things are going to fare,
mm-hmm,
for you. Because obedience opens your eyes to the principle,
yes,
that
does,
all things are yours. God has already signified and predestinated that all things are yours, but you must be willing and obedient. So that was,
yes,
a blessed word,
yes,
and a rich word.
Yes.
And we thank God,
yes,
for these ladies who's doing a wonderful job speaking into,
amen,
the lives of people. Continue on in the faith.
Amen. Amen. We also have with us Reverend Carolyn Williamson, who spoke to us on last Sunday's church service. Would you like to say anything, Reverend Williamson?
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise,
amen,
the Lord. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
I thank God for that I've heard. Obedience.
Mm-hmm.
I was riding in the car with you, hallelujah, as you were thinking about obey. Look, I love the Lord more than I love living, okay? And I don't,
amen,
say that lightly. I mean it with the last breath in my body till I die. I'm completely dedicated, sold out, committed,
yes,
obedient to God. Now, that don't say I'm a perfect chick, because I think some things,
mm-hmm,
and I have,
mm-hmm,
to bring that flesh into subjection. Sometimes my toe gets smashed. I don't curse, but I might think on a jump off the ship and hope there's a boat down there to catch you kind of phrase.
Amen.
I might say, which that's not a good thing. But anyway, nevertheless, I love the Lord, and I thank God for just a reminder to continue,
amen,
to be obedient to God, because there are great benefits in obedience,
mm-hmm.
And complete obedience. That's what God wants from us. I don't know the sister's name, but anyway, bless the Lord. She says that, where it says in John 14, that if you love me, you'll obey me. You'll keep my word.
Mm-hmm.
You'll keep my
commandments. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And he says, and you'll be loved by the Father, and I'll love you, and you'll be loved by the Father, and I'll manifest myself. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
So we
mm-hmm.
want the manifestation of God in us, through us, about us, everything about us as his children, his servants, his representative. But it takes complete obedience.
Yeah.
It takes a made-up mind, a resolve in your own mind that no matter the cost, no matter what I got to lose, no matter who turns away from me, I'm going to obey
mm-hmm.
the Lord. Hallelujah. And
yes.
and let
Amen.
The chips fall where they lay, because folk will get mad at you when you don't want to obey them.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But look, I say
Amen.
It like this, and I'm going to shut up. No man died for me. Glory to God.
Mm.
Jesus died for me. He shed his blood for me.
Amen.
So I'm obligated
yes.
to be committed to the one who gave his life for me. Glory to God. So, beloved,
yes.
God bless you. Prophetess, evangelist, whatever your title is, women of God, keep on promoting Jesus, keep on teaching it. We got a great work to do. Harvest is ripe, but labor's a few. I'm glad I'm part of the laboring team. Hallelujah.
Lord,
God bless
amen.
You.
Amen. 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 And then we have Brother Marcus out there as well. Would you like to say anything, Brother Marcus?
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
My feedback from today's messages from the ladies, first and foremost, great message from everyone.
Yes.
And I think my takeaway is really the message of when we talk about obeying and obedience, it's really
mm-hmm.
about surrendering
mm-hmm.
to the will of God, right? It's the
yes.
law of God that we are literally focused on here. So when we don't follow the law of God, we're committing disobedience, and in this case,
mm-hmm.
you know, a
mm-hmm.
sin per se. And we should focus on doing what's right, doing what the what God wants us to do, and live the way that He wants us to live. And
clearly,
we talk about manifestation. Some of the other comments, we talk about manifesting the type of life that it's meant for us. When you obey, that's what will happen. When you disobey, the opposite will happen. So, live the way that God wants us to live, and you will live a fruitful life. That's my
amen. Amen.
That I have from this message, and thank you to the ladies for this uplifting message this afternoon.
Amen. Amen. It kind of falls into the line of what we had yesterday for our Bible study. You know, cutting off the fruit that's not being fruitful, and you know, if you're not going to do what God has for you to do, you're going to get cut out and thrown in the fire, and then he's going to tell you, hey, depart from me, because I know you're not. You didn't do what you're supposed to do. So if you obey God, you don't have nothing else to worry about. You don't have nothing else to worry about. Listen to what God has for you, because it is for you. So I want to thank you, Marcus. I want to thank each and every one of you all for joining us this evening, as you always do on each Thursday. And continue to join us on next Thursday, same time, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. And, you know, do the will of God. That's all I got to say. Do the will of God. Ladies, it's back in the hands of the women of God. And before they close us out in prayer, if you have a topic or anything you'd like to discuss, email it to me on letsdoitradio@gmail.com, and maybe we could discuss it, and maybe, hey, you might be hosting with me one day. So please hit me up at letsdoitradio@gmail.com. It's back in the hands of the women of God for closing prayer.
Oh, praise God. Praise God. I just
Amen.
Thank God for
Amen.
Everything. I just want to make one last announcement as a reminder to everyone that on November the 12th and 13th, 2022, here in Pine Bluff,
mm-hmm.
Arkansas, with the 2900 West 6th Avenue, we're going to be in our Women on Fire ministry will be in our first women's conference, and it's going to be a treat. If you have been enjoying what you have been hearing, please don't mess yourself up by missing this treat. We're excited about it. We have some dynamic speakers, and we're going to have speakers for both men and women, and we're going to have – it's open to men and women. So we're expecting a wonderful turnout, and we're just extended the invitation to everyone. Again, that date is November 12th and 13th here in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. Our Women's on Fire ministry will be holding its first women's conference, 2900 West 6th Street in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, where our own pastor,
Amen.
Ronnie Mark, is our pastor,
yes, yes.
Actually one of our speakers. Praise God. And like I said, we have a line of speakers going on, including Mr. Marcus Wood.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, come on.
Yes, ma'am. I'm excited. Yeah, I'm excited. I got my hat on.
Yes.
And praise God. And Sister Shawana. Praise God. And Evangelist Cannon Lee. Praise God. And again, we have one more. Bishop Donnell Heckler. Again, we're going to continue to make the announcements, you know, at the end, as long as we're committed to, so that to keep it fresh on everyone's mind. And if you have any questions, again, you can get in contact with Sister Inez, and she can get in contact with us. We'd be more than happy to give any other information. Thank you so much. You all have a blessed evening.
And before we do go, Ms. Stephanie, is there a time that it starts? Like, is it all day on both days, or is it like at 7 p.m., 8 p.m.? Do you have a time yet?
Yes, ma'am. It will start at 9 a.m. on both days, Central Standard Time.
Okay.
9 a.m. Yes, ma'am. I do apologize.
Okay,
for not
thank
mentioning
you. It. No, that's okay. That's okay. Because I didn't have that in my notes, so I will try to remember to keep that information in my notes as well. So thank you. Anybody else? All minds clear, as they would say. If you want to close us out in prayer, and we will be done with the obeying God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord. This is Sheila Owens. Amen. We give glory and honor to God today. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this day. We thank you for your many wonderful blessings that you have bestowed upon us, oh God. And Father, we're asking right now in the name of Jesus that you will forgive us, Lord, for all of our sins, Lord. And we're asking right now, Father, that you will bless us with obedience, Father, that our minds and our hearts will be changed, will be turned towards you, God, that we will have a renewing, God, of your Holy Spirit, that we will live, God, according to your holy word, Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for being God in our life. We thank you for this opportunity, Father. Pray that if anyone out there, God, that is not saved, Lord, that we pray that they will repent to you right now, God, and accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, Father, so you will change their life, God. We thank you, Lord, for everything and all things. Thank you for the woman, Sister Inez, God, that has blessed us so that
Amen.
We're able
thank
to
you.
Bless And we just ask, God, that you will pour your mighty blessings out upon us, that you will keep us, watch over us, and encamp your angels about us, Father. We thank you for all things in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. As we close out with a don't turn away from God.
Make me blue. I live Christian life, oh Lord. That is all the things that are sacrificed both to do. Oh, don't you care?
don't time. Amen. As long as you obey, don't turn away from God. Thank you, thank you, each and every one of you again for joining us. Please be safe and pray one for another. And please, if you're going to be anything, be kind. Amen, amen, and amen again. Have a good evening and be blessed. Until Sunday.